niggas coming.
T minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Oh yeah! Oh, no! No!
You shouldn't have been talking shit!
No, sir! Not me!
You want to try this one more time? This is the 104th episode of Blur to the Hood. I'm the swaggy blur with Zay Marshall. As a resident supervillain, Mr. Jay Washington, we're about 3 seconds in and people are already like,
who are these niggas?
So,
I had one job.
Okay, so this is the moving out special. Obviously, Jay has moved out of his place. I'm in the middle of moving out of mine. So, because we're in the same spot for the time being, we're out here doing the thing. We're here today. We will be in Jay. It's like the Jay's insurrection special. It is just like your insurrection special. Oh, you don't like that one, huh? We'll be in Jay's place tomorrow because all this will be.
You mean Thursday?
Yeah, shut up.
Nigga, you already just...
Yo, already someone said they on the same screen. Let's go. Energy about to be alive.
Let's go. Yeah. Thank y'all, everybody who rocked with episode 103. Everybody who listens to the podcast, we appreciate y'all. If you're on Twitch, we appreciate y'all as well. Again, this is the moving out special. I moved out of my place. I'm away from that raggedy fat bitch that bought a treadmill and eats nothing but bread, tortillas, and goddamn. I'm sorry.
Nigga! Apologize to the hoe!
Fuck that hoe and that nigga Robin that's supposed to be a cop living with her in her place because the nigga can't find a place. Fuck this bitch.
And if you. Jesus! Jesus Christ!
The bitch don't want to give me back the rest of my rent money. Then if you sent me a lamp from off my wish list, the bitch ain't giving it to me. And a massage I bought. Right
there. To the no, to the no, 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 no. Hell no, no, to the no, no.
Bitch got mad because I yelled to the whole apartment. She got a revolving door of dicks coming out here. And her vagina's like 7-Eleven.
No, you didn't. You said what?
She has a revolving door dick.
You yelled this in the building.
Yes.
There are children there.
Fuck them kids. Oh, dang my ass.
And I do it again. Bop, bop. And I do it again. Bop, bop, bop.
So anyway, but thank you to everybody. This is the Moving Out special. We're helping him pack up to get ready to move. He's making a major transition in his life as well. So, yeah, let's just, hey, Winston A. Marshall.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
My nigga.
What you been doing?
Well, Drew, before you say no slut shaming, here's the thing. It's fine to be a hoe. It's fine to be a slut. It's fine to just salute your way through whoever. Man, woman, don't matter. Doesn't matter, right? But when we in a panorama, when we stuck in a Panera Bread, when we all up in this Panda Express just trying to be healthy, and you keep bringing strange dick in the house, I don't know this nigga. I don't know what his thing is. And didn't you say you had a COVID scare? One nigga actually
She brought one nigga over. I told y'all in the last episode, the nigga was bringing this video game over. This nigga brought a whole Xbox, set it up in the room. He wasn't giving some pussy, nigga. You trying to beat levels? No. Anyway, what you been doing?
My, what I've been doing is you can see that the packing continues, man. Like, we move it. The stuff's coming off the wall. You know, I'm excited. We signed the lease on Friday.
Yay.
And then I'm going to start moving shit myself. And then on Saturdays when the movers come and they'll deal with the big shit. Yeah, it is. Then that's when the physical movers come and they'll take care of the rest. So, you know, see, this would already done broke the kids. Mommy! For the podcast listeners, Chris Cochran goes, Mommy, what's a revolving door of dicks? All I'm saying is that, like, I'm super excited to be just, like, on to this next phase of my life. I'm excited to move in with Kristen and like kind of get all that going and whatnot. I mean, we were already on Sunday talking and we were sitting there and we were like figuring out how we're divvying. I certainly hope she walks around as naked in the house as I do living here by myself. I have been. Like, I've been naked in this bitch so much. No, not right now,
oh,
clearly.
I didn't say, please, God.
You can see me.
I didn't thought you
You can see I have clothes on.
I thought this is going to be like,
no, I'm uncomfortable. No.
I was like, don't do this, nigga. I will go
100
feet away.
No. I mean, I just hope that she just is naked on the regular as much as I just like being naked, but... We'll see. Either way, man, I guess with that, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Hey, Jimmy Nails and sister.
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the neighborhood, girl.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Nah, I mean, besides the bullshit, like, I vented it out. I've got it out my system, all jokes aside. If she doesn't want to give my money back and stuff, I'm fine. I'm not going to. I let God handle all that. You know what I'm saying? I can't deal with that anymore. That's in God's hands. So I'm good. I'm in my new place. I'm almost fully moved in. I'm waiting on him to leave so I can steal shit from him. So, well, you said I could have it. So I just felt like
stealing. That's not stealing. That's giving to you.
This nigga might walk. Jellies might walk out of here. I told him, during this episode, I'm walk out of here with his old bookcase on my shoulder. Just, excuse me. I'll be right back for a second. But it's just been that, man, just getting acclimated to it. Sleeping in my new spot, comfortable. Being able to breathe, I feel good, man. I feel invigorated. I feel happy. I'm excited. I'm excited for everything coming up with you. I'm excited for everything we got coming up collectively. You know, I got a lot of stuff in the works now. It's just the energy is so much better. Somebody said Jay's taking the TV. Yes, Jordan Freeman. Let me put that on the screen. Matter of fact, I'm going to get a screwdriver.
Yes, I am. That is my housewarming present to him. I'm going to give him a
Someone
TV.
Someone steal if you get caught. This is true.
Well, he's already caught because nobody... I literally know where the nigga lives. I could walk in his apartment and go, bitch, that's mine.
Which, by the way, earlier the nigga walked in my door. I was like, I didn't lock my shit. I forgot. I was like, how you just walking by? But no, other than that, man, I am good, man. I'm excited for everything. I've been excited. Honestly, I haven't told you much about this, but I'm excited for what Drew and TK got coming. With Talk Blurdy to me. We're all supposed to be doing a photo shoot this weekend. I went to go shopping for some clothes at Target because I'm bougie and I'm on a budget and I'm really, really on a budget. So, so many dicks in the revolving door. The one I'm guessing. Yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Don't sip on this peppermint patty. So, listen.
It's fine. I got it right here. Is this what you're looking for? Yeah, I know what the deal is. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. You knew what I was looking for. Yeah, so anyway, let's just get it cracking up. Streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/tip. Streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/tip.
It's the moving out special. Send us the money to pay for this moving and
which
shit.
Which is crazy. It's because it's been over a year almost since we've done an episode together. We have a full run sheet of a show. The odds of us getting through this shit.
They're pretty slim because we haven't been in the same room doing this for a long time.
Nigga been back and forth from each other. Three. Like, hey, nigga, what are you doing?
Literally just busted it. Hey, what you doing right now?
So first of all, also, the nigga got a Roomba by his door, okay? The Roomba is possessed.
No, no. Roomba, every time this nigga walks in.
Don't like me.
Yo,
the Roomba just don't like
first,
me.
First of all, his name is 5W49. Put some respect on his goddamn name. And second of all, you keep kicking the nigga. He just trying to keep my apartment clean.
This nigga just sits on the side doing nothing until he like, oh, there's another nigga. And then he starts.
And then he cleans up where you walked by. He's
like, I don't trust this nigga.
Literally, every time you walk in, like you're like, hey, what's up, nigga? And he just goes,
nigga.
I just cleaned there, nigga. What the fuck?
Sounds about right. But look, let's go ahead and I feel like Felicity Smoke and Arrow when I'm doing this.
I got it, bro. Oh, like cool. I told you, I'm right here.
I didn't know if you were paying attention. The first trailer for Venom, Let There Be Carnage, dropped yesterday. There was a lot of reaction to it, if you will. For many people, remember the first Venom made $850-something million at the box office, which automatically warranted a sequel. You know, the first one was kind of cheesy.
You goddamn right. Kristen says, don't you talk trash about no 5W4. Now you watch your mouth. He is an angel. A cleaning angel. Oh, you want everybody to see your face right now? Because you look upset.
The trailer dropped, and a lot of people had mixed reactions. Now, a lot of people, there's some people who were fans of the show. I mean, the first Venom movie. But then people were like, oh, y'all, I was one of those people, I did a trailer reaction. I was like, oh, they just leaned all into the cheesiness of this one. And so what are your thoughts?
I enjoyed the first Venom, but I didn't enjoy it the way that I, like, enjoy the MCU or anything else like that. I was like, this is just, like, a kind of goofball movie.
Me in a motherfucking kitty chair. He got this old.
And it's not a kitty chair. That's a fucking director's chair.
It's a mini director's chair. Does it go higher?
No. But okay. That's how original director's chairs were. They weren't always on stilts, nigga.
Oh, so every director's around this bitch sitting like, hey, so
that's literally how they used to be, yes.
Okay, well, I've never seen
it. Literally, that was a graduation present for my mom's.
Well, your mama gave you a great gift that I
God got. Damn, you
Why
so
Why do you always do that? You always say something, you be like, well, my mama gave it to me, then I got it.
Because it's the goddamn truth.
Got to turn and change my tone, be like, well, you know, so that's the wonderful gift from your mama. But yeah, go ahead, you were saying.
But I expected really nothing less, and that's what the show or the movie was. You know what I'm saying? Where it was kind of goofy and it was kind of like whatever. So like, I'm here for it. Jay sit at the kitty table. You can go get your hard chair if you want it.
I'll be right back.
He gonna get his other chair.
No, I don't even feel like getting that because it ain't gonna make it no better. My ass still gonna hurt sitting. My ass don't hurt.
So go get your pillows, nigga.
It didn't work. I just look like a Make-A-Wish kid. That's my goal. All I've ever wanted to do.
First we had Lil Wayne and now we got Lil Jay.
Okay. So yeah. So that's that. I mean, again, it drops it only in theaters this year. They've said that it's not going.
Interesting. Oh, sit on a few books. You can do that.
Fuck, am I finna get a haircut?
It's not a bad look, but yo, right here, Senior Nerd says, bookmark this comment. Carnage will show up in the third act in the last 15 minutes of the movie.
Oh, I believe that too.
I think so too. I think we're gonna get a shit ton of Woody Harrelson, but we're not gonna get Carnage until the end.
We're gonna get Carnage and then Shriek, because Naomi Harris is Shriek. Mm-hmm. So when Cletus Cassidy breaks out of Ravencroft, then he'll break Shriek out, she'll have a symbiote, and we'll go from there. It'll be the third act, of course, and the whole first act will be Venom and Eddie just walking around as a buddy cop series or the Odd Couple, because you saw in the trailer, Venom makes breakfast.
Yeah. You I mean, that was funny,
Ida,
though.
I
that
was say, kind of, but it's like, that was Ida, funny, though. It's like, Ida. It was funny. Yeah. That's what I said. It tickled me, because even at the end, when they go back in the store, he's like,
yo, Matt Thomas, fuck this movie. Yo. But that's the thing. Andy Serkis is directing. I trust him so much. I really hope that it works out. But I am worried that they are going to lean into it a little more. But Jermaine King says, if Psycho Winston returns, this could have interesting results.
Don't do that, because that's why I'm here. Not why I'm here. Not to know the fuck. That shit was different from two different households. Anyway. That shit was dude.
Either way, I mean, I'm excited to see what the next trailer looks like. Give me another trailer so I can kind of get a little bit more of a feel for it. But before we move on to our next story, we got to give a shout out to a couple of people.
So yeah, y'all remember last episode, Thursday.
The Mighty Tor.
For some reason, the conversation about Calvin Ellis, you know, Black Superman turned into race-bending characters, and one that possibly couldn't be race-bend was Thor. And then somebody's
you can't even say Thor anymore. You can only say Thor.
I can only say Thor now.
And so somehow we ended up with Jamaican Thor. And
shouts out to I forgot who sent me this. But this one was from Michael Cannon that had me crying.
The Mighty Thor.
Dog, when the Capris rolled up.
The Capris rolled up, the J in his hand and shit, my dude. Like, that was amazing. And then we got a follow-up one. Who sent you this one?
I can't remember. It came from Instagram. I got to check.
All I know is this face, that's some, like, deep-ass expression-ass shit.
But why Tour got a Barbra Streisand nose?
I mean, that's a nigga nose.
That's not a, that's a Yentl nose. That's a, Papa, can you hear me? That's what that, this one the nigga knows.
Oh, because it's wide versus
this 40. One, yeah, this one, the long, the triple H.
The long schnoz. Nah, I know somebody else with a big ass nose that shouldn't be getting no extra time. I mean, it's right here.
We can go do it. Yeah. So Tim Tebow, Mr. 75 cents, because he was only good for three quarters. Has a job again.
I hate you so much.
Now as a tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, thanks to head coach.
I thought it was the other way around. Wasn't it that he was terrible for three quarters and all of a sudden he did some Tebow magic?
One of the two, he did some shit, but nonetheless, he will now be a tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars, thanks to Urban Meyer, who is his former coach at, I believe it was Florida, when he won the national championship. So a lot of people, we've been saying this one thing about it. Shouts out to my homie, Keith Andrew. We were talking. I put it on Twitter. I said, what is white privilege for 300? He was like, it's not white privilege. He was like, because of, you know, the relationship, you know, having somebody look out for you. But then we always go back to the Colin Kaepernick. Now, again, we've said it on the show before numerous times. We may be at a point where Colin just don't give a fuck about the league. But when Colin was possibly given a second chance, there were so many stipulations and hurdles put right in front of him to keep him from being good. It had to be done this way. You don't know your receivers, et cetera, et cetera.
And the other thing about it, Colin Kaepernick wasn't, this nigga wasn't out here like fucking, you know, hitting his girlfriend, murdering people, fucking doing drugs. Like, homie literally just was standing up for black folk and they bounced his ass out the fucking league. Tim Tebow was garbage. Why is he back?
Went and played baseball for the Mets.
Wasn't even good for
them. Wasn't even good there. Now, if you click on the link in the article on the run sheet, I'll do it.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hold on. I'll click on it. But as a Broncos fan and an atheist, I have feelings about Tebow's time in Denver. Yeah. I would love to hear them.
Yeah, people like, you know, people felt a way about it. Because, again, this also has rubbed many players, former and current, the wrong way. People really, players in the league currently, see, Devin Bush says, wait, Tebow got a job before Kaepernick? Wait till we play Jacksonville. Marcellus Wiley say, because, okay, for Marcellus Wiley has really tried to pick up the coon baton that Jason Whitlock left and said, why y'all tripping on Tebow? We all have homies that work out until their 30s trying to make it into the league, and very, very few make it, and they're not Tim freaking Tebow. But for those fortunate few that get a shot, are you mad? Something doesn't add up. Bro, calm down.
Chris Sims, I think there's a risk the Jaguars are taking with their locker room. Tim Tebow, as nice as he is, clearly doesn't deserve the shot he's getting, and I wonder what his teammates will think when a lesser player is taking up practice reps as a marketing ploy. It's a great point.
Now, Shannon Sharp of Undisputed said one of the greatest things about signing Tim Tebow to the Jaguars. He says, everybody knows why Tebow got this opportunity. He's from Jacksonville, and they're trying to sell tickets. It's not because he can play.
It's a good point. I would agree with you. I think anybody bringing in Tebow, they're doing it in order to for the publicity of it.
Now, that's crazy because remember we were talking about the same publicity when it came to Kaepernick, man. Like, no matter who got signed, who would sign Colin Kaepernick, there was a media circus surrounding them no matter what.
Nate Washington says, LOL, it's people that really think – there's people that really think Tim Tebow going to be good for the locker room. Like, them boys really going to be listening to him. And don't come saying yes if you've never been in an NFL locker room. Deshaun Elliott.
What'd you say now, Chuck?
Crazy how Tebow gets a chance with the NFL team when there's hundreds of guys who actually deserve a chance after all the hard work they've put in. And then finally, Des Bryant. So Tebow hasn't played in an NFL game in damn near a decade, and it's that simple. No hate, but you got to be kidding.
And that's the problem. That's a big problem. It's been over a decade since this man has been on an NFL field. This isn't, and also
almost not a full
almost
decade.
Almost a decade. Yeah. And again, this is because I know some people will say, well, what if Brett Favre comes back? It's Brett Favre for all the bullshit he spews, it's Brett Favre still. You know what I'm saying?
Who? I'm confused. Jerry, who are you talking to that someone was saying something else about? We know he's a devout Christian. He's a devout Christian. Where y'all get your info from? Wait. I'm very aware he's devout. What does being a devout Christian have to do with the fact that the nigga does not?
J.L. Phillips said, Tebow was not Trent. Wait, there's it goes. I'm actually using. Are you serious?
Come on, dude. Come on, dude. Because he had the one playoff victory against the Steelers in that random overtime thing where they're not covering. Dude, there's a reason why Tim Tebow. Nigga. Wasn't he around for what, like three seasons? Something like that?
Mm-hmm. Tim Tebow, not trash.
What?
Oh, that's hilarious. Jamil and Parks. Well, y'all in the same room. What kind of special effect is this? Moving, nigga.
Moving. I think it's like moving.
But there you go. Just like life, it's not talent. It's who you know.
I mean, I agree. And we say that especially being in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. We're both relatively talented. We're good at what we do.
My homegirl Cindy said, laughing my ass off, he had one good play ever, which was probably an accident. Like, I'm being for real. Because, like, the funny thing is, I didn't actually have problems with Tim Tebow even as a person. Like, do you?
You're the I don't care about
he had one time where he said some shit about the anthem where I was like, why don't you shut your little privileged ass up? But other than that, I just never thought he was good enough to fucking make it. So for this to happen,
it's so tiny on the screen next to you. This is the one time you actually look bigger than me. Like, you look like you could whoop my ass, and we all know that's not true. Now, if the Streamlabs came in and said they would love to see you punch me, depending on what we got, I would let you punch me. But at this rate,
you just have to promise you not punch it back, nigga. I'm not doing that shit. You have to make a very succinct promise you are not punching back. Otherwise, kiss my ass. I'm not doing that shit.
All right, let's go on to the next story. So I don't know if y'all saw the news about this, ladies and gentlemen, but Legends of the Hidden Temple, that's not the next story we're going to.
Oh, I thought you were going back to this.
Oh, well, yeah, we can do that. Donald Glover is being canceled for talking about canceled TV shows.
The funny thing is, though, obviously the news ran with it. It was like, oh, it's cancel culture. No. Let's actually read what he said. So he says, I saw people on here having a discussion about how tired they were of reviewing boring TV and film stuff. We're getting you missed a tweet.
No, this is the one they clipped.
You missed a tweet. There was one more before this, which is why. Go ahead.
Well, the main tweet that we saw was the one of him talking about, we're getting boring stuff and not even experimental mistakes because people are afraid of getting canceled. That's the main tweet everyone grabbed. Shouts out to Drew's Thirst Trap Tuesday. Drew Jones, I saw you. There you go. You saw it too.
I missed it.
You didn't see Drew's Thirst
Trap? No, I missed it.
She's always got one. Shouts out to Drew. She works it out
well. Oh, he deleted one of them.
So again, yeah, what we got is.
He must have deleted the. Interesting.
But this is the one that people got off of.
We're getting boring
stuff and not even experimental because people are afraid of getting canceled. So the news idiots and Gen Z people who seem to be mad at any little thing and I'm going to cancel you ran with that and said he was talking about cancel culture. No, he was legitimately talking about canceled TV shows that have been boring and don't last. There are many niche shows that only apply to a certain group. And then when you have that certain group, you don't expand outwards. And so no one wants to watch it, which means in terms you have networks that don't want to pay for them. Nobody's investing money in it. He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Wait a minute. Tebow used to kneel during the anthem. Nigga, what? He was out before the protests happened. Was this nigga kneeling to pray during the anthem?
Yes.
And they let that shit slide?
Yep, because matter of fact, he did. Because I remember them talking about that because of his religion. And everybody was like, well, people get on his religion. It was like, no, we're not.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave.
There goes Jay. He really didn't say fuck this shit, I'm out. I wish y'all could see this nigga just stunned in front of the window. Oh my god. But back to Donald Glover, man. Like, look, real talk. All he was saying is you're not seeing a lot of diversity in film and television. It tends to be the same thing, like he said, with the exception of aesthetic, because people are afraid of trying new things, and mainly because studios will not let them. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think there's a difference. I think studios are letting. They're just jumping so quick at anything that seems diverse and plays to, if it's either minority-led or within the LGBTQ spectrum.
Okay.
They're jumping at it.
Here you go. Never knelt during. It was before.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember he used to pray after games. I definitely remember him praying during games. I didn't know if it was during the anthem or whatnot. But when it comes to execs, you have to write a show now. If you're writing a show, your lead, you can't have a because here's the problem, and people don't
Kristen
understand.
Said the same thing. It's been fact-checked repeatedly, FYI. Tebow did not kneel for the anthem. He kneeled to pray before games.
Got you. People got to remember, when you say, well, the show has a white male lead and a white female lead, people are like, we've seen this show. We've seen this show. So now when you have more diverse shows going on, yeah, the studios are taking a chance, but the creators aren't pushing the envelope with the show
in many instances. I get it. I'm not even talking about just like the white people lead shit. I'm talking about the fact that, like, I love me a superhero show. How many fucking superhero shows just got announced or released in the last, like, month, nigga? Jupiter's Legacy, Thunder Force, Invincible.
Well, that's a difference.
The
difference because we've proven that superheroes are profitable
media. But that's his point.
Can you put that big-ass paw down? It's scaring me. They don't see your hand, but I just saw this lion paw.
That's the point. It wasn't in your face.
It was that little nigga that was right here. You got their fingers that look like they... You ever seen the movie Shocker? You got the movie... Horace Pinker ass
fingers. Here's what happened. Okay, here's what happened. So no, all I was saying is the fact that we have all these superhero shows, and again, obviously we love superhero shows based off the show that we're doing and everything else. But think about the fact that, like, Atlanta, which was something very different from other shit, we haven't seen another Atlanta.
But that's the thing, and that's what Donald Glover is saying. You know, shows that, again, Atlanta showed you a whole new world, which to an extent is really Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? But again, I think the catch and the caveat becomes, who's trusted to do that?
But I think that's the problem. They're not giving the space for people to try. You're talking about people like a Donald Glover, like an Issa Rae, like a Phoebe Waller-Bridge, like a number of different young entertainers that have come through and shown that they can cook. And they're not giving them shots at stuff that's not outside.
Shout out to James Payne. He says, if I see one more lawyer or cop show, I'll cry. Making them diverse isn't going to make me want to watch that same old shit. And that's what it is. You're trying to polish your turd, for lack of better words. Mm-hmm. You know, again, you can have a Friends and Living Single. Let's use the two of those.
Yes, Jimmy. I was outside.
Friends and Living Single. Because it's like, yo, this nigga's wearing a mask because Jay's over here. They're like, wait, I thought these niggas were around each other. I don't know where you was before then. You just moved from that situation. You probably brought the coolies to the building. Anyway, streetlabs.com/blurs-in-the-hood/tip. But Friends and Living Single, right? So we've seen the collective group from both sides. Now, in order to do a new version, you have to do something that's completely unique. You got to go, if you're going to do something like a Friends or a Living Single, you have to go, okay, what can we do different than everybody being single? Well, let there be a married couple with a roommate, et cetera, et cetera, and then have like that. You got to expound on it, and you got to push the boundary. But when you push the boundary, the one thing that's becoming a problem too is you can't beat people over the head with shit. Because we see a lot of shit that's, you know, that has a great, diverse social, political message and whatnot. But then it's like, take it. You're going to learn some shit today. You're going to take all this.
You were punching near my head. The fuck out of here. Now, that would actually be interesting. If you do a new take on Three's Company and you fucking do it as a thruple.
Nigga, we should write that.
Yo, listen. A thruple fucking Three's
Company. But is it two women and one guy, or is it two guys and one woman? Because I think the more interesting story is two guys.
I think it's more interesting with two guys. Yeah, I think so.
Because, like, it's one nigga that just lives. He lives in the extra room.
Well, I'm literally thinking of like not getting into her business, but, like, you know, Darina has her husband and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, it might be like maybe a situation like that or something. That would be interesting.
But they all got to live. They live together, And like it's one night, the boyfriend just sitting on the couch rubbing his dick like he Al Bundy. But the husband got the wife, and then they finna go get they shit in the room.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck.
Nope. There's no clear way for me to get out. There's shoes behind me. I would have tripped and fell, busting my leg back open.
Fuck this shit, I'm.
Oh, shit. All right, well, let's go to the next story, man. This is the one Jay was trying to say up top, and I know a lot of people are excited
for. Oh, my God.
Legends of the Hidden Temple is back.
Yeah,
it's coming back to the CW. It was originally coming as a drama on Quibi, and obviously Quibi didn't work out very well. Quibi essentially did actually say this.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Like,
yeah, real quick.
But now the CW has picked it up, and they are treating it as the full game show. But
for the adults.
Because they were the ones that actually appreciated it. The kids don't fucking know.
Let me tell you something. So I found out they are casting, and I'm trying to figure out who I need to talk to. Because whether he know it or not, I'm submitting the two of us for this shit.
We're not going
to
be allowed on the show.
Why not?
You were just on the fucking Weakest Link.
They're not taping it right now, nigga. My year is up in August.
It typically is 2 years.
Mine is a year.
Well, there's that. But then there's also the fact that if it's done by the people that remember, I wasn't allowed to do fucking Weakest Link because I know somebody that works at the fucking network.
I ain't saying we got to act like we know motherfuckers.
It's not about that. He has to recuse himself and say, we can't cast Winston because I know him.
You ain't supposed to say, look, I'm telling, look, nigga, just make
he it. He did it himself.
Well, Ted, that was your friend's fault, not yours, nigga. How much trivia do you really know in real life?
That's fine. Nigga, all I know is, had I been on the same episode.
Don't you do this. Don't you do this.
Not only would it have made it to the million, I would have won it.
You knew what the Islands of Langerhorn was, motherfucker.
I mean, look, what was y'all's favorite team? I'm curious. What was your favorite team on? Phil P says in the chat, is Jay's son co-hosting today?
Jeremy Miller is exactly right. More CW merchandise coming for Jay. Oh my God, that means they will send me. Oh, I'll get a purple parrot shirt or a silver snakes, nigga, an authentic one from the CW. Oh,
it wasn't the silver snake.
Yes, it was. Purple parrot, silver snakes, green monkeys, red jaguars, blue barracudas. No, orange, red jaguars, orange iguanas. The money. Wait, before you do it, put a dollar on it.
Hold on.
Before
hold
you on. Look, no.
Write it down. Write it down so we have it in writing. So we have it in writing, nigga. Here. Here's a whole notepad, nigga. Here. Write it down.
Your grocery list includes...
No. We were playing a game. We were playing a game.
Hold on. Red jaguars. Parrots. Silver snakes. Blue barracudas. Green monkeys, orange iguanas. Yeah. So red jaguars, purple parrots, silver snakes, blue barracudas, green monkeys, orange iguanas.
Slow down. Red jaguars.
Bam.
Purple parrots.
Bam.
Blue barracudas.
Nigga.
Orange iguanas.
Say it.
Green monkeys.
One more kid.
Ooh, there wasn't a last team.
You a lot to have, nigga. Silver snakes.
That's fine. All right.
He didn't want to make that bet, though.
Nigga, I gave you alcohol. You're fine. Shut up. Okay. What's our next story, nigga?
You know what? I put my phone in my pocket.
Hold on. And you made me to minimize the shit. That's...
I ain't closed the goddamn shit. Hold on. Look, they got it right there. Ms. Marvel has officially wrapped filming in Thailand. The upcoming Disney Plus series, which stars Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan. Yo, people are excited for it, especially after the hype we got for the new Captain Marvel sequel titled The Marvels, which shows the insignia for the Photon or Spectrum, whichever one Monica Rambeau is going to take up the mantle of, but also Ms. Marvel with the S, which is the initial S that Captain Marvel back in the day used in her original costume. That's that. Boom. So, the Golden Globes, nigga.
Oh, you're just done.
Yeah, it wasn't that much to talk about. Just done filming.
Got it. I thought you had something else you wanted to say. That was it. Go ahead.
The Golden Globes have been canceled for 2022 by NBC. This is after the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has done the minimalist of diverse changes and trying to make shit be better. And so then they said, hey, we're going to implement a timeline and try to say things are going to be good. But Tom Cruise has sent back his trophies for the Golden Globes. Now, the Hollywood Foreign Press and the Golden Globes are the epitome, even though people say all award shows are, they're the epitome of Hollywood jerking itself off, for lack of better words. But didn't have a better, you know what?
I wasn't ready for that. He like, wasn't at ready. All. I was like literally, and this is what I mean. You got to turn this shit down. So loud. Oh, you finally understand now, huh?
What?
I done told this nigga for months, you gotta turn down the crying man on Maury shit.
I didn't know. But yeah, so Tom Cruise is sending his back. Scarlett Johansson came out against the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. People out here like, yo, fuck what you're talking about. So the HFPA said we're going to do a timeline every week. They're trying to make shit better, blah blah blah, and reform their lack of diversity. So do you give a fuck? A, the Tom Cruise gave his awards back while he jumps off a space shuttle on Mission Impossible 9, or and B, do you give a fuck that they change?
I mean, it's something, I guess. If they're pushing to really make some sort of difference, cool. But whatever, I don't know. Can I help you? Why are you checking your phone?
I'm trying to do shit for the show, Boat Walling.
What's on your phone for the show?
Well, I get the notification that we have Streamlabs, so I know what eventually
we're gonna check. Nigga, I literally have it open right here. I could just keep hitting refresh. It is right there. I don't know why you just see. Okay. There you go.
Excuse me. I didn't know you was gonna do it. But again, I think the reform is one thing, but to do it's almost like it's too little, too late.
Yeah.
Because now you're trying to play catch up, and anything you do is gonna, we already say a lot of shit seems forced and shoehorned, and that it's not genuine, and you're only doing it because you've been called out about it. That's what this feels like. And so it really is one of these things where I'm like, okay, so when we see these new members are, it's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which as we know in many other countries, black people typically are not treated very well at all, barely treated good here. So that's like similar when the Academy decided to open up their...
The media said, what? Did we ever put that back in there?
I think I deleted it.
You didn't put it in with just him saying the media said what?
No, I didn't have time to. Yeah, I re-edited everything else, sir. You know, while you were moving and I was trying to live the hell life, I did a lot. I did a
fuck
lot.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
I deserve that one.
A little bit. Just a little bit, man. You deserve that just a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, what were you talking about? You're saying something about the Golden Globes and the award shows.
I mean, do you think it really will be something that will happen that will really amass or amount to some real level of change?
I would certainly.
Why'd you sound like Prince? That's how you sound it.
Stop it. Get some help.
Free! I'll put shit in here
that you need. Fuck you. Fuck you, bro. Bro, fuck you. Fuck you.
I believe you got some purple heel Timberlands in this motherfucker. You mean you was in here one point with this? Because you got a guitar. You and Crystal was in here role playing Purple Rain.
You gone. You gone be great with your lavender. Go.
You don't want it laughing around this motherfucker making doves cry. And what? I don't even want to know. Don't you do this while I'm here. Don't you do this while I'm here. Hey! Not while I'm here,
it's kind of nice, though, right?
For you by yourself!
Fucking Jamel Show.
Gain blouses.
Yes, I see.
Could you imagine if we was ever able, Prince was still alive, to get him on the show? Like, your purple one. Like, would you like that? What do you call him?
You call him Prince?
His world fluffiness? Like, the no, world. Sir. Not me.
I mean, look, here's the thing. Again, the Golden Globes, the Hollywood Foreign Press.
The hormones. I was like, what about the hormones?
I said the whore.
The whores? Yeah, whores in Hollywood. That's a whole episode. Whores in Hollywood and purple lighting. Sponsored by Prince. It's so the next
episode. Where the bitches at? It's supposed to be titties. Where the fucking titties and the bitches?
Oh, sorry.
Why are you always rubbing your chest? Why do you always rub your chest when this happens? My God. My God. Oh, my God. Yo. Yo. We got 232 folks watching. Thank you so much. And we got to 100? It says 10. Hold on.
Nigga, what?
It says 10.
Wait, Nayla. We got to 100. We didn't make the yard. Welcome to a horse in Hollywood.
Bro, welcome to Nigga Movie Talk, nigga.
Nigga, today, niggas, we talking about movie star niggas or should have niggas. First off, Django. What? Starring Prince. Whoa. Prince in the role of Leonardo DiCaprio.
That to this day, I honestly think might be the funniest moment that, like, the Mighty Thor was hilarious. We've had a lot of moments. That might be the top moment that we've ever had. Because it was complete So for those that don't know, we used to do these trailer reviews together. And we did one for It Chapter 2.
Because this nigga don't like horror movies.
I do not. What? Calling who a liar? What call you a liar about what, nigga? Oh, whether or not there was 100? Nigga, I just had to see for myself. And I saw it said, did it not say 10? Did it not say 10?
That nigga, none of that didn't refresh. That shit said 10. He's like, 100, where?
I was like, nigga, did you miss a zero? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what Soul said. Where them zeros at? Wist it right now. It was a moment that Jay and I were doing the It Chapter 2 review. And we were just doing
the trailer reaction.
The trailer reaction, sorry. And we were doing the plugs for shit. I was like, yeah, don't miss this dude. You can see him on Nigga Movie Talk. And he was like,
Nigga Movie Talk.
And we just started laughing for like uncontrollably. And then he caught himself fast enough to go, welcome to Nigga Movie Talk. We talk about niggas and movies. It's just like,
and they showed it to some of the whitest people we know. We are polluting white people one white person at a time. This is how the show gets canceled. This is how they get us up. This is how
no one cares about the whites.
What happened to Blur to the Hood when them niggas started talking about corrupting white people? Nah. And YouTube was like, no. Yeah,
bro, essentially we ended up with.
My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
That's, bro, I'm just imagining that that's Christian. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Christian wouldn't do that because
he would never do it.
He'd be too scared. He'd be too terrified. He'd be terrified. He'd be like,
oh my God. Of course, he would never do it.
Because he'd be like,
he would never do it. But that's why I was laughing. It's just to be like, we corrupt Christian enough that he's like, I can do that rap.
You know, I know the only person that would do it would be Dagnino. And I'd be like, I'll slap the dog shit out you.
Dagnino would actually do it.
I would slap the dog shit out you.
That would be the major problem is Dagnino probably would do that shit.
Oh, man. What else we have to talk about? So we talked about Ms. Marvel, Golden Globe.
Oh, Will Smith's ass.
Okay. So, first of all, you're so bad in the way you said.
Well, because there's a follow-up, nigga.
His ass. So Will Smith dropped this picture on Instagram and said, I'm being real with y'all. I'm in the worst shape of my life. And niggas was like, wait, if that's the worst shape of your life.
He said a follow-up photo.
On a follow-up photo. And it was like, okay, everybody was like, yo, Will Smith's inspiration. He's not built like Dr. Robert, whatever, and I Am Legend. He ain't even built like the nigga from Enough. I mean, Hancock. I don't know why I put him in the movie where he Jennifer Lawrence.
Was Jenna, fighting, you mean Jennifer Lopez? Lopez
was fighting or abusing. I don't know why I put him in that movie.
What? I'm very curious why you went there too. But either way, so every Will puts this out, and everybody's like, yo, Will, thank you so much for being real. We appreciate you, et cetera, et cetera. Like, that is on some real shit. Thank you so much. To find out that Will has a new show dropping in a couple of weeks that is literally Will getting in the best shape of his life. So this nigga did this not to be like, it's okay. We all have some bad times. We can't all be having 8-pack forever. This nigga did this as a promo.
But check out my new show, that Get in Shape, you fat motherfucker. What? Hey, since we haven't, we're almost at our goal.
Damn. Entanglement got him fucked up bad. Damn. Oh, he's ready for Bad Boys 4, Dad Bods.
Look, Martin Lawrence already like, look,
I'm not going to let you do this. I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to let you do this.
Nigga. Nigga, hush.
Anyway, streamlabs.com/blurs-in-the-hood/tip. If you'd like to give a blessing, because again, nigga need to get a lamp now and some shit because lamp got stolen. So if you were the one who got it off the wish list, report your shit stolen to Amazon.
Oh, yeah, do that. Do that.
Report your shit
do
stolen.
That.
So do that.
Did you report your massage gun stolen?
I got to try to.
The only problem is you got to make sure that they don't then resend that shit because it was stolen.
I just like, yo, send it to the new addresses.
But you just got to make sure.
I mean, yeah, I can.
What are you looking for?
I just wanted to see if you refreshed this.
I did.
Oh, okay.
We're still. So for those that, you know, we're chilling. It is what it is. We're $5 away from a shot. If y'all want to see a shot, that's why
I'm making him take the shot out the whole bottle. Now, yeah, because you got to be a trooper. You in your last house, your fifth or three ball. You the last.
Oh, God! Oh, God! You all right?
Yeah, I just got a message. I checked my... You was going to talk about beat his ass. I didn't know why you were so aggressive.
No, I'm just saying on God. That's on all. God. Just on God.
So let me ask you this question, though, about Will Smith. If, even, regardless of the show, do you consider that inspiration?
Oh, yeah! Oh, no! No!
Ah! Wait!
Saw what just happened, right? Stop screaming. Why are you hollering?
Because that shit scared me, nigga. Oh, no. Well, cue it right. Up.
Well, there's going to be two of these. Everybody. Okay, real talk. I do and I don't. I do in the sense that anybody that is going on a fitness journey to like improve their health and to get to the size and shape that they want, I consider that inspirational, especially if you meet your goals. But here's my thing. You know where this show might do something for me? If Will Smith did it with none of Will Smith's assets. If Will Smith did this as a nigga
on his own.
So if this nigga, not just that, if this nigga did it from a standpoint where it's like, all right, Will, you live in a single apartment by yourself.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You have no nutritionist. I mean. Yeah. You have no trainer.
Yeah.
You got to figure that shit out with just like, you know, you go to 24 and figure some shit out. You do a T25. Like, he has to figure it out with zero resources. Because Camille Nanjiani said that shit about the Eternals.
Yeah.
He goes, I love this body that I'm in, but I'm not going to pretend like this was just some easy thing that I just put my willpower to it. And here we are. He literally goes, I had the biggest company in the world here for my nutritionist, the best trainers. All my meals were already done before I even got to them, on top of the fact that I'm getting paid millions of dollars as an incentive to do this, to be in this movie. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's the one difference. So, if Will did that, I would fuck with the show hardcore.
All right, so hardcore, take this.
Well, you did see what else happened, right? No,
what else happened? Wait. I didn't see what else happened.
I'm not gonna make it.
Jay, I think what you're looking for here is...
Oh, my Lord, Jay!
One.
Oh, Lord.
stealing.
All right, let's slow down. Okay.
All right, let's read the Streamlabs, matter of fact. It's time to read those.
Thank you so much for all these lovely donations. We have two more shots to do because y'all people are fucking
angels. And
we're
going to do these before we get off the air today.
We will. We will. 5-minute timer is set, so we'll get to the... God, I hate tequila. Ooh, can you give me my rum?
Okay.
And just grab a shot glass while you're in there. I don't want tequila in here. Oh, there's some cracking. Oh, get the Appletons. Ooh, shit. Okay, let me read these Streamlabs. Again, thank you so much. In the there's literally a window of shot glasses.
Oh, I know how to open this.
There's a little latch on the side. All right, so let's get to them. Eric Kirby, thank you so much for the donation. What's up, guys? The Wire and Breaking Bad are two great shows. Can you guys tell us your pros and cons for each show and then tell us which one is your favorite? They're both phenomenal shows. I believe for me, Breaking Bad is a better show than The Wire. The Wire is fucking phenomenal. It's right up there. It's in my top five for sure. I think the reason why is I can't think of a bad season of Breaking Bad. I can think of at least one bad season of The Wire.
I agree. I'm
not a fan of that Doc season. The Doc season, which I think was season two,
yeah,
hated it.
I'm a fan of The Wire and Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, Wire, The Wire spun up. What The Wire gave us was the careers of future legends.
Yes.
Let's say that.
Yes.
Breaking Bad spun off into some great shows, some more great programming as well. Not taken away from anybody's legacy because Bryan Cranston was already out here.
But not like that.
Remember, he was the dad of Malcolm in the Middle.
I'm aware, but like he never, like this literally put Bryan Cranston on the map because you can have series regulars. Like, for example, so my homegirl Javicia Leslie, who is Batwoman. She was on God Friended Me. So she was already at a series regular status. But now because of Batwoman and what that character means and how big it is, she's now a household name. How many different articles on Variety and everything else was she at the front page of?
Don't you get excited at the hopes and the future ambition of when they have a Variety Hollywood Reporter Deadline article written on us?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm excited for the day. It's coming.
For, like, the blurs and
it's hoods coming. And, yeah, it's coming. All right, let's go back to these. I'm not worried about it. Let's keep going. So.
Yes, click that real quick for Cheryl. Was Cheryl put in those two?
LOL?
No, up there. That's how you can get those in also, or the second one, for those who do not use Streamlab also, because people do ask about this all the time.
That is
true.
And all that is just both of our handles, Mr. J. Washington, the swaggy blurred, but put a little cash sign in front of it, and that'll help you find it. Yep, rum drinker, man. I do it because Kristen won't. They say what the olive theory. You know what I'm saying? That if one of you eats olives and one of you don't, that you're meant for each other in the sense that it's like, cool, I'll eat your olives for you. You know what I'm saying? It's that idea. She doesn't drink rum, so I can handle that myself.
All right. I drink tequila because tequila is a stimulant and actually has a lot of medicinal properties besides the alcohol.
It's just disgusting, though. All right. Kirstie says, y'all have me laughing right from the jump again. Thank you. Alberto Rios, the donation. Thank you so much. Eric Kirby again. Mr. Washington, I just saw a documentary about Patrice O'Neal and it was great. If he was still alive right now on this cancel culture time, how do you think he would do? He spoke his mind and didn't hold back.
I think I've said this numerous times in numerous different situations. We would have loved to see Patrice today because he wouldn't have gave a fuck. He wouldn't have. He wouldn't have just been an edgelord or just trying to say shit provocative to say it provocatively. He spoke the truth about things. There are people who just say outlandish stuff to elicit a reaction. Patrice said stuff that made you go, damn.
Well, like, Bill Burr was one of his homies. And you see how people were responding to Bill Burr and, like, the fuck they gonna say about Patrice, because Patrice wouldn't have given a fuck.
Wouldn't give a shit.
Patrice. The funny thing is, Patrice said stuff that was, like, edgy and made you go, fuck, but he never said something that was just blatantly offensive.
The one thing he said that people might get mad, if you watch the uncensored version of Elephant in the Room, his only special he did, he saw a cute looking white woman in the front row, and he told her, your pussy look like it tastes like hope. And I said, yeah. I said that it's so just ratchet, but it's like, it's a compliment at the same time. Just look at a woman like, yo, your pussy tastes like hope and dreams. Like, I can make it if I eat this. Anyway.
For me, the one that got me was when he was talking about, like, if I ever go out to sea, I'm taking a little white baby with me because if we get lost to sea, they're going to find a little white baby. I'm going to dress it up as white as possible. And put it on a chain. Put it in some Ugg boots. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So he says, like, but the other shit he used to say is he would talk about,
he would talk about white women versus black women. And he was talking about with black women and shit. He's like, if you go up to a black woman and you're like, if you go to a white woman, you go, hi, she might be like, hi. You go to a black woman, you go, hi, you go, ha, what kind of shit is that? What the fuck am I going to do with hi? Now I'm just supposed to give you some pussy just because you said hi, nigga. But then he followed it up with, and then you go to the phone store and shit. You're like, hey, man, my phone don't work.
But he made a point, but it's like you in that day and age, too. See, that's the thing. There was a day and age in certain neighborhoods where if you rolled up on a sister and be like, hey, what's happening? Hey,
she called you a pussy. She called you a pussy.
Some people don't understand, but it happened.
It did. It used to happen. Shit. Nigga, you can put some more in there, nigga. I can see you. You know I can see you. Is this what you've been doing and acting drunk?
No.
Yo, no, this nigga put less than half a shot in that bitch.
No.
Disrespectful. It wasn't bastard.
Less than half, first of all. You a lie to half. First of all, you ain't shit. Because this nigga knew it was damn near full.
It was not.
Shit.
I'm going down, baby.
Yo, Street in the Rage Rover.
Street Sweeper, baby.
Nigga, by the way, the fact we used to sing a song about committing a drive-by like a nursery rhyme. Niggas never...
Because on the radio, it wasn't you didn't say Street Sweeper. It was like, I'm going down, baby. Yo, Street in the Rage Rover.
Boom, boom, boom,
baby. God. Cock ready to let it go.
But Jimmy, still, cock ready to let it go. The nigga was...
People just thought he was talking about like... Just letting out his fucking like nuts and shit. We up to 260 people right now. Shout out.
Thank you, everybody. First of all, for those who are watching who are brand new, please make sure you are subscribing. We on a drive to 5, if we can stay sober enough. Try to get 5,000 subscribers here on the channel. If you are watching over on Twitch, thank you so much. We've been growing this channel again. We want y'all all to be ready for June 20th when Talk Blurty to Me debuts with TK Trinidad and Drew Jones.
Mm-hmm. How much did you have in that? Okay, so this is funny. I just got a text from Jordan talking about, damn, Alex, how much shit did you have in that fucking apartment?
But you know what? That's how I felt when I moved all my shit because I had everything just inside of a one bedroom, apartment.
Yeah.
And when I put it all in there, I was like, because remember, I just brought the majority over and then I still had more shit.
Just able to kind of tuck everything in. It was in drawers. It was on shelves.
I know how to compartmentalize if it does not bring you joy.
Well, that's what's going to be scary about me and Chris moving in. We both were like, oh my God, we have too much shit.
Y'all going to be, I told you, going to be like Gene and Martin. Y'all going to have two sets of champagne glasses next to each other. You're like, which one you want? She's going to be like, hold on, stand back. Go hit that high-ass note to correct the glasses. Let's finish reading these Streamlabs.
Okay, the next one from Cheryl. Emily Soul, thank you so much. I like this new location for Jay's Comedy Club when it's the first show, and how can I get tickets? I mean, fuck, I'm moving out.
Go to the next one.
Hey, man, I'm moving out. You can do the Comedy Club in here. We can set the camera up on this end so it's like a digital comedy club and shit, and niggas be over. No? Okay. James Payne, thank you so much for the donation. I don't blame Tebow, but this will be what we look back at as the first reason Urban failed in the NFL.
Yep.
I think, look, here's the thing. If Tebow comes in and gives you a solid, like, 4 or 5 catches a game for, like, 80 yards and maybe a titty, then it's worth it.
Shout out to Jenna James talking about Nelly song. I just realized what that song meant to you. Most people were so busy singing country, the song, never understood the lyrics, was talking about a drink because he did it with a nursery rhyme.
But what's the normal nursery rhyme?
Oh, well, it's like, I think it's just not a nursery rhyme, or it's a kid song. It's just one of those. It's one.
No, it is, but I just don't remember what it is. Like, I can't remember. The tune sounds familiar, but the problem is I've heard that song for so long, Country Grammar, I can't fucking unhear Country Grammar. Cynthia Rogers, my homegirl Cindy, thank you so much for the donation. Patrick Harden with the massive donation. Thank you so much, sir. I know big events usually mean big donations, but I've got some stuff going on. But I needed to chime in and make sure you both knew how good it is to see you two in the same place with big old smiles across your face. I appreciate it, man. And like the big thing about it, too, is just that fact that we were able to. I'm glad that it worked out because you guys heard what I was talking about on I guess it was last Tuesday because you started moving on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So last Tuesday, the fact that I was able to gas him up to my landlord and be like, yeah, no, he'd be great. Like, he'll pay his bills. He's quiet, not really, but, like, you know, he works super, super hard. You're not loud, but you're not quiet.
I am. First of all, don't we got
coffee. You know what it is? You know what it is? You're quiet when you cry. You silently weep. I noticed that. When you do cry, you just be very just like,
This nigga just gave me an award for best acting in a dramatic performance.
This nigga gives a silent.
He just is silent. We just done.
So bad you hit the wipe the tear away with the finger. What the fuck? Bring the next goddamn streamer. Thank you so much. Oh,
yeah, well, you only
did you set the timer?
It's fine. It's now. At 3. It was literally because it was 2:55 for the last one, and then 3:00 for this one. So it was. You know what it is, man. It's you get that little weep on when you the only time I saw you ugly cry was when my dad and I sent you the money so you go see your son, and then you were on the phone just like, I was like, it's okay, let it out, baby, let it out. Go see your baby. Go see your son. Surprise that little nigga, and you're just like, can't put me like that. That's why niggas ain't shit.
Man, fuck this show. I don't want it to be a variety. I don't want it to be a shit no more. Okay, that was that. All right, so Afrofuturism Productions, Corey Scott Johnson, Shot. Thank you so much for donation. Your homegirl, Cynthia,
again. Pink Pandas. Go.
Pink Pandas was another one, y'all.
When?
It was a rarity. It was.
Remember Pink Pandas.
There were two that were a rarity.
I don't remember Pink Pandas.
All right, so go ahead.
French Tonner, thank you so much. Cheers, Blurs, and the Neighborhood. Vila Wolf, thank you so much. James Payne with the largest donation. Since Amazon told me they couldn't send the chair to your address off the wish list.
I thought I put my new address on here.
And then Jimmy Nails, just sending love. Y'all are slaying me today, and I really needed it. And I hope we're slaying your sister. You said she in the building watching the show for the first time. Also, people saying I ain't shit for that. Look, I'm just fucking with him. Like, if y'all know how much I fucking cry, bro. Like, honest to God. Will y'all have seen me cry. Y'all have seen me cry. It's all good. I'm literally just giving him shit from the old adage of specifically this bullshit saying that you know, men can't cry, specifically black men can't cry. I know part of that comes from the idea that in slavery we weren't allowed to be weak in any form or fashion because we had to keep a stiff upper lip. That was the only way we were going to be able to get through everything. But in the same breath,
oh, thank God.
Yeah, calm down. Don't do that.
I got nervous because I was like, I started looking. I was like, oh, shit, yeah. We've been hit the floor.
And so there's that. But then I know the other part of it is just from toxic masculinity. But I say that from the sense that we are able to. What are you looking for?
A signal in this.
Oh, you're attached to your Wi-Fi.
No,
nigga.
I'm off actually, nigga. I'm on my regular mobile plan. I need a signal to get through.
I have perfect signal. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Because we're in your motherfucking.
You just said you're looking for a signal, bitch.
I mean, signal like the internet.
Yes, and I have full bars. So, your shitty, cheap-ass Android, nigga.
Nigga, like, you gonna stop shitting on my phone. Straight up. Hold on. Before we go, any motherfucker.
There you go. Here you go. This will make you feel better. Wiz is a Cowboys fan. He's always crying.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But y'all gonna stop the Blurs in the Hood text message thread between me, Winston, Drew, and TK is really disrespectful. Here is why. Shut the fuck up. Okay, Drew, Winston, TK, all got iPhones. Okay, me, I got a Galaxy Note 10. Niggas be like, oh, you got it. Because there was a meme I put up that said, yo, iPhone users, stop liking the comment that we know you motherfuckers got an iPhone. He gonna say, just stop with that cheap ass shitty phone. Nigga,
every time you send a text message to me, I'm like,
stop it. Get some help.
All I know is that my phone is on a payment plan. Okay? Move your fingers. Why? I pay for my phone, and I want you to know how good it is.
Your phone.
Look at this graph.
Use that comparison in quality.
That's his phone. That's his fucking phone. His phone is out here like,
my phone is. I don't even know how to use no iPad. Damn, control. So slow. You know what? Goddamn, man.
And now,
An Ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
You can't do it. No. You can't be trying to be the fucking gif and then just low and then like, oh yeah, they can't see the gif. Put a goddamn head down. All right, listen. This one isn't a normal Karen per se.
She's not a Karen, but this is go to the hashtag we started at the start of the year. Hashtag white people must be stopped 2021.
Shout out to Marlon, aka AZ Badfish, for this one. If y'all remember the nachos on the counter, Karen, enjoy this shit.
Right on the countertop.
Yep. All my friends are coming over. Holy and smokes. This is the easiest way.
Is it?
To make spaghetti for a crowd. And it's fun. It's all just right in front of you. You don't have to worry about dishes or a mess or anything like that.
It's on your countertop.
Yeah. This is how it works.
But it's all over your counter.
And then the next step is you need a meatball.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my
right in line.
Gosh. And you've done this before.
Oh yeah, we do this all the time. This is like
holy smokes. This is so cool.
To feed a ton of people.
So that's Parmesan cheese?
Yep. You just go in a straight line.
Yeah.
Everyone loves good cheesy spaghetti.
Oh my gosh.
You want to make sure that you're getting enough in there.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow. And then you take your noodles.
Oh my gosh.
And you just dump it.
Yep.
Could be a little hot, so be careful.
Sure. So you just shake it out.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And this is not, I don't think this is going to be enough noodles.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to make sure you have enough.
Right.
Because you don't want your guests to go hungry.
I would never want my guests to go hungry.
Okay, so you pile them on up there.
Wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
Okay.
It's like steaming. Yep, oh my gosh, hot. That's so cool.
And now.
What do we do?
Well, you gotta mix it up, girl.
Okay, let's mix it up.
So? Take.
You just fold it in.
Yep, just fold it in.
Fold
just
it
like
in.
That.
This is right in.
Yeah, how delicious is this look?
It looks so good.
And then at the end, you kind of want to like really get it in.
Yeah.
There and you want it all covered.
This is amazing. Where did you see it?
Can
like I said,
No. Can I just say it again? You can keep your face.
Go ahead.
I would like to say it for all the viewers out here, and I'd like to know that, like, to let it be known that we have viewers who fall in this category. We're not talking about you all, but it must be said in this type of expression and with this emphasis, if you will. White women must be stopped.
No. White people. White people.
White people must be stopped.
Oh,
he is about to get married to a white woman.
Whoa. Sure, but don't you bring Kristen into this, nigga.
You didn't let me finish. He is excluded from the conversation. You didn't let me finish.
Well, because you made it sound like you're about to go off a demon, I'm going to cut your bitch ass. I don't.
By the way, for those who were wondering about my Amazon wish list, I updated the address. Yeah, so if you want it, please can go to Amazon. Oh, God damn it, I can't do it. Okay, I can do it. Hold on. Few lists. Go ahead, as you were saying. We've been drinking.
All I'm saying is this, man. as a collective whole. No. What the fuck? What the fuck? No.
What is happening?
Did none of you see that? Did none of you see what just happened? That move your hand. Move your hand. Move your hand.
Why'd you get that cereal like a cook?
Who got a lighter? I need to set my, I gotta set my. This finger is dead to me. I feel like Darth Vader just cut my finger off, bro.
Your finger is dead.
Let me see your finger.
Don't fucking touch me. Don't.
Let me see your finger.
Don't. Get up. Get the fuck off me. Get the fuck off me.
You should have put your finger in my face.
I was trying to tell you to be quiet. I was trying to tell you to shut the fuck up.
God damn.
I meant when I said white people must be, I mean, just as a collective, just this shit.
Yeet, yeet, skirt, yeet, yeet, skirt, 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 roll up, yeet, drop that, yeet, skirt that, yeet, pop that, yeet.
The problem is, there's a real video like this, and that's how to take, that's how Tekashi 6ix9ine got on, like, shit like this. Oh, shit.
I feel violated. I feel so fucking violated.
Why do you feel violated?
You fucking licked my finger. Don't touch me. Stop touching me. No means no. That doesn't look good for you. That looks really bad for you, nigga. You just pulled it.
You couldn't even fucking. I'm sorry, ho.
No more touching. No more touching.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh my god. Ah! El Amigo Suave, you shut your mouth. Now that's what I call finger looking good.
It's like you reverse all this thing in this place. I keep wanting to delete this. Can I delete this from your computer right now?
No.
Why do you have this?
Because.
Why do you have this?
Because.
Why is this a thing?
Because.
Yo, shout out to Zeno Hour. Look at the top.
I see Zayas out here. Me too. With Zeno Hour. That tongue bend places too. Ah! Oh my God. He's the booty boy. Put your goddamn tongue in your mouth. Why don't we have a help? Why isn't there a help? Why isn't there a help meme?
More do you want from me? Oh my God.
Yeah, that brother's starving. Yes,
sir, brother. My Amazon wish list for those who've been asking about it, who want to be a blessing in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I put the link in the chat. I hope I hit send. It's there. He has witnesses, Jay. Somebody said, Jay Winston, you got to buy him dinner first. I bought him dinner before. Yo, I'm not. Yo, let me shut up because this shit, anything I say does not make me be like, yo, we had a good time tonight, didn't we?
This nigga looking at me like,
gotcha, bitch.
Uh-uh. No.
I don't get putting your finger in my face. I gotta re-edit them, by the way. I gotta take out the, because why is it so? That's the thing with TikTok. Everything, make sure at the end when you download a TikTok video, just the nigga you stole it from. Like, why you cover your face?
COVID-19. I blow the wind of God.
The wind of God
on you.
On you.
I mean, I told you at the top of the show before I even hit the countdown, I told y'all.
Niggas coming.
What the fuck? What? This is the part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, those who are new to the show.
When the shit is about to get his soul sucked.
Whoa! That's too far! That's too far! With all the shit everybody saw! Hey!
Yo, shout out to C. Jay looking to blow something. Jay. Jay out here like.
Fully prepared to suck his dick.
Why do you think I was like, nigga, why are you so proud of yourself?
Nigga, I'm glad you're moving. I ain't that glad, nigga.
America! Fuck yeah!
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Refresh to see if we got any more Streamlabs.
It might be time to get the fuck up out of here. Holy shit.
Because if we got a fourth, we're going to take it. Okay. So we didn't hit the fourth. Cool.
That's okay. That's good.
Somebody I don't think said anybody... Words Out the Dark came too early. Oh, Lordy.
J.L. Winston. I'm trying.
That was that. Jay Face is a whole last mood. Like, what?
Rubber gloves.
Here's what's so fucked up. So Tuesday's episode of this week, as you see, is the Moving Out special. It's in his place. Thursday's episode is from my place.
Which is literally less than 50
feet away.
It's like 25 feet away. It's about 25 feet away. Because this will be all of my shit will be fully packed. I'm almost done here. Kitchen about done. Bathroom's done. I just need to take that shelf off. Honestly, in some of the wall decor.
Hey, for everybody who wonder, so I'm having kind of issues with the YouTube link. Boy, my eyes ain't even going straight right now. Hold on, don't move. You spin it. Stop moving. So, everybody who's wondering about my Amazon wish list, right? I'm going to tweet that shit. So go to Twitter and shit. Twitter.com/MrJWashington. Follow it, nigga. Right, hold on.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, nigga, hold on.
Look into the camera, nigga.
I'm looking at the camera. Listen, I'm finna put this shit up there, y'all, so y'all can see this shit. So people want to be a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out. Yo, shouts out Fanboy Cantina. And what's her name? She sent me Fanboy Cantina got me a great blender so a nigga can make his own smoothies and shit, nigga. I get my protein smoothies, nigga. And then I got some Reese's peanut butter cupcakes, nigga. Like, those bitches is delicious. Like, I'll pull my weed pit and them bitches is phenomenal. So shout
nigga.
Out. Listen, this is what happens. We try to give y'all a great show every Tuesday and Thursday. We are 104 episodes in this bitch. And now we've done this thing where if you donate $100, when we hit 100, not when you donate 100, but when we hit 100, we do shots, right? So we done 3 shots already. And then it's like we $55 from another shot. And I'm like, yo, does a nigga want to take another one? But this show's still going on, Joe.
Motherfucker.
fucking.
So I reposted. I'm redoing it right now, nigga. My Amazon. That's an X. I don't know why that went to an X. Wish.
You can find him at Mr. J Washington on all the socials, Twitter, yo,
nigga,
all that kind
I'm
of
a
shit.
Real nigga on Twitter. Like, yo, they banned
your new name is I'm a real nigga on Twitter. That's your new handle.
I was thinking about it.
You can find me at the Swaggy Blurred Twitter, Instagram, all that good shit. We'll be back here on Thursday. We'll be doing. Stop looking at me like that.
Stop it. Get some help.
We'll be on Thursday. We'll probably be in separate apartments. I will leave my computer up and ready to fucking go. But we will be back here at 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Hey, I want to see the comments before we leave. Hey, it's been so weird doing this shit where I didn't have control of this shit. Because normally you be having control. Normally, I remember back when we first started shit, I had control of it. And then, like, we started where both of us had control of shit. And now, nigga, it's like, you got... Somebody said I'm about to lick your ear. Like that nigga. Like...
Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch. Bye, bitch.
Took over this bitch. The nigga left. He is gone. This is a beautiful thing. This nigga's watching. He's gonna walk away. But listen, it's beautiful. Listen, for those who want to be a blessing to me, I appreciate you so much. There's been a lot of shit going on. I'm thankful for all y'all. Listen, my Twitter is all that shit.
I forgot my phone. Give me my phone.
Oh.
Give me my phone. I'm leaving.
I'll hang your phone. It's not. That's my tablet.
I'm gonna take this. It's mine now. I'm gonna take this little ghetto ass phone too. I'm out this bitch. Bye. I didn't slam it.